Eye on the Arctic, Views from the North, I'm Elise Quinn. Now today we look at a new Inuit language learning tool that helps people learn Inuktitut by singing. Now the app called Singuistics was designed by Pingua. Now that's a firm in Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut. Now Pingua's Ryan Oliver joins us now from Pangnirtung and he's going to tell us more about it. Hello, Ryan Oliver.
Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And first, let's get right into it. Tell us about Singuistics and how it works.
Sure. Singuistics is a language learning app that uses Inuit music, Inuit song, to teach the language of Inuktitut. So the way it works is it's right now loaded with three songs from traditional Inuit culture. They've been kind of put to images and art that we commissioned specifically from Nunavut-based artists. And then what you do is you listen to the song, and as it plays, at any point you can click or touch, rather, since it's on an iPad, to practice your own enunciation. So there's a practice mode as well as a perform mode in which you actually sing back to the iPad, and at the end you can actually create your own recording. And again, everything comes with a language lesson, so every single word from every song you can really explore in depth. It breaks the word up, it explains the history of it, and you'll get a better understanding of the language, and on top of all that, the culture, which we hope is being transmitted through the imagery as well.
So this sounds a lot more fun than just memorizing grammar drills or endings, all the many endings of Inuktitut.
It's really about a fun way to be introduced to the culture and the language, and give you kind of that foot in the door and that head start to an understanding of the language that's spoken here and the culture that it represents.
And when you were putting this together, who did you envision that this app would be for? Who would be your target user of this?
You know, for people that are interested in Inuit culture, this is, like I said, kind of that foot in the door and that gateway into it. So that was the initial target. I think kind of people that maybe are going to be traveling here, people that are going to be moving here, give them that idea of what it's like, or people that are studying Nunavut and Inuit culture. As it was developed, my own kids were playing it all the time and just, you know, not necessarily taking the language lessons out of them, which are a little at a more academic, presented at a little more of a higher level, but just being able to listen to the songs and then record their own versions they really liked. So it's become really clear. I think this has a really strong opportunity in the education system, specifically in Nunavut, where there's a need for Inuktitut content and modules to be able to use. This is kind of a presented cultural lesson.
And I understand that it was released in December, is that correct?
Yeah, December 19th.
And what kind of response have you had?
So just kind of through Twitter and word of mouth and Facebook, we were able to get about 100 downloads in that first couple of weeks. From everywhere, as far as Guatemala and Australia, you know, the market is going to be small. It's a free app, and it's something that we hope starts to kind of raise awareness of both the culture and the language.
And do you see, as you go ahead, could this be adapted for other Aboriginal languages in the circumpolar world?
Absolutely, yeah. Even beyond circumpolar, I think we have kind of two strategies moving forward. One is to adapt the language for any other Aboriginal languages or cultures that are interested in this, because I think this idea, you know, where we could use artists from that culture group and then use the language, it's a really neat way to introduce people to those concepts.
Well, Ryan Oliver, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us all about it.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.